Prologue. It was almost dawn, and Mulligan was 9/10 dead, dragging one leg after the other out of sheer dumb will. The habit of being alive was turning out to be a hard one to kick, even for a man who'd lived his whole life like there was no tomorrow, and maybe no later on today. The smart money would have been on a knife, he thought dizzily, or a pistol, maybe a late-night car crash, no seatbelt, and too much whiskey. Some slut he planned to sober up and fuck, riding shotgun. Any of those would have been fine. But to be swallowed by the desert, a little at a time, eyes and lungs burning, the goddamn buzzards tapping their feet and staring impatiently at their wristwatches, not even enough spit in his mouth to call down a curse. It was all wrong. Mulligan knew it in his soul, the soul he'd long ago abandoned to certain damnation and treated with as much scorn as the rest of himself, and he boiled with sudden electrifying rage. He had enough hatred in him for every cactus needle, every last wetback cocksucker who had ever made this trek, every fact and person and coincidence that had put him in this predicament. The realization gave him a burst of strength. Mulligan squinted through his sunburned eyelids and doubled his pace to a crawl. Water flooded his mind. Lakes of it, swimming pools, raindrops. He thought of every Super Bowl he'd ever seen, those huge tubs of Gatorade the players dumped over the coach. He shivered, feeling the jolt of ice-cold liquid cascading down his back. More steps, then stumbling, a fall, and a supreme effort to pick himself back up. And then he saw it. Mulligan blinked long, knuckled his sockets, reopened his eyes. It was still there, laid out across the pale horizon, no more than half a mile away. A fence, the border, home. He broke into a run. The stars wheeled above him, faint and dim, the sky beginning to blush pink. Mulligan's breath came dry and ragged. The stars fell toward him, danced around his head. Creeks, reservoirs, 7-Eleven big gulps. His legs buckled, and Mulligan fell to his knees. For a moment he looked like he was praying. For another he actually considered it. Then Mulligan keeled onto his face, ate sand, blacked out. The pink blush of the sky had warmed to gold when he came to. His head cradled in the lap of a woman so beautiful, Mulligan knew it must be bullshit. She bent over him, soft, raven black hair falling over Mulligan's forehead, and placed a cool hand against each of his cheeks. The softness of her palms was sublime, ethereal, an oasis unto itself in this world of blistering sun and harsh, coarse sand. He goggled up at her in disbelief. This creature seemed to exist outside of time, as if she'd walked out of the pages of a history book, a fairy tale. Only a dream, he managed to scratch out through lips too parched to form the words. It's real, she murmured, and Mulligan could see the drops of sweat, or hell, maybe they were dew, gleaming high on her full breasts, where they rose from an elaborately embroidered yellow dress. It was all he could do not to pull her closer and lick at the moisture. Water, he whispered. I need water. Soon, she cooed, and bent still lower. Mulligan saw her green eyes flash and slide from sight. Then a shock of pain tore through him. She bared her teeth and tore the meat from his left thigh.